Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address annual NCC PM rally at Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. Uniform Civil Code to come into force in Uttarakhand from today. Uttar Pradesh government declares entire Mahakumbh Mela area in Prayagraj as no vehicle zone from today ahead of Mauni Amavasya Amrit Snan. Colombia decides to send plane to bring deported nationals after US President Donald Trump imposes tariffs and sanctions. And Odisha Warriors beat JSW Surma Hockey Club 2-1 to lift Women's Hockey India League title in Ranchi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the annual National Cadet Corps NCC PM rally at the Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. The theme for this year's NCC PM rally will be Yuva Shakti, Viksit Bharat. During the event, a cultural program by more than 800 cadets will be performed, showcasing commitment of NCC towards nation building. Further, the rally will also witness participation by 144 young cadets from 18 friendly foreign countries. Besides, more than 650 volunteers from Mera Yuva Bharat, Education Ministry and Tribal Affairs from across the nation will also attend the rally as special guests. The Uniform Civil Code, UCC, will come into force in Uttarakhand from today, making it the first state to implement such a law. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami said that all preparations, including rule approval and official training, are complete. UCC aims to standardize personal civil laws, ensuring equal rights for all citizens. Mr. Dhami said, under the UCC, an attempt has been made to bring uniformity in all laws related to personal civil matters that discriminate on the basis of caste, religion and gender.
अब तमाम औपचारिकताएं पूरी होने के बाद एक्ट बनकर तैयार हो गया, सारी चीजें हो गई, मंत्रिमंडल से मंजूरी मिल गई और शिक्षण की जो कार्रवाई है वह भी हमारी लगभग पूरी हो गई है। उत्तराखंड ने हिंदुस्तान की आजादी के बाद पहला राज्य होने का गौरव देवभूमि उत्तराखंड को मिल गया है कि हम सभी के लिए जन किसी का लिंग का भेद नहीं होगा, किसी जाति का नहीं होगा, किसी पंथ का नहीं होगा, किसी समुदाय का नहीं होगा और हम सबके लिए एक समान कानून जो भारत संविधान के अनुच्छेद 44 में जिसका प्रावधान है उसको हम यहां 27 जनवरी 2025 में लागू करने जा रहे हैं।
The UCC seeks to establish a uniform and equal set of rules on marriage, divorce, succession and inheritance for all citizens in the state, except the scheduled tribes, irrespective of religion. It makes registration of all marriages and live-in relationships mandatory. The 70-member Delhi Assembly will go to polls on the 5th of next month. Akashwani News brings you a special series in view of Delhi Assembly polls. Today, we take a look at Greater Kailash constituency.
Greater Kailash Assembly constituency is one of those seats in this election on which everyone's eyes are fixed. This seat of South Delhi is also important because senior leader of Aam Aadmi Party and minister in Delhi government, Saurabh Bhardwaj, is in the fray once again. BJP has fielded Shikhar Rai on this seat, which has been in the possession of Aam Aadmi Party since 2013, while Congress has fielded Gurvit Singhvi in the political arena, making it a triangular contest. The election is being fought on the issues of waterlogging, parking problems, garbage heaps, old water pipelines and hike in electricity bills. It will be interesting to see whether AAP Saurabh Bhardwaj will get his fourth consecutive victory or the people of Greater Kailash will opt for a new representative this time. With Sumit Saha, Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now, news from the Mahakumbh. Uttar Pradesh government has declared the entire Mahakumbh Mela area in Prayagraj as no vehicle zone from today. The decision has been taken to ensure smooth management of the massive crowds expected on Mauni Amavasya on the 29th of January. The Integrated Control and Command Centre has been activated to monitor crowd density and ensure that no excessive gathering takes place at Sangam Nose. Quick response teams have been deployed in high-density areas to handle emergencies. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will visit Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh today to participate in the Mahakumbh Mr. Shah will also take a holy dip in the sacred waters of the Triveni Sangam, the confluence of the rivers Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The Home Minister is expected to meet several saints, including Shankaracharya Puri and Shankaracharya Dwarka. The Mahakumbh in Prayagraj has become a significant platform for promoting women's empowerment through various initiatives and events. Our correspondent reports that several organizations and NGOs have provided platform to women to showcase their products.
The massive gathering in the Mahakumbh is not just a celebration of faith, but also a platform for social change. Under the motto of women empowerment, several pavilions have been set up to advocate women rights. National Commission for Women has set up a pavilion to create awareness about laws protecting women's rights. Talking to Akashwani News, Shivangi Shukla of NCW said that the commission is spreading awareness about the women rights and providing legal advice.
Rashtriya Mahila Aayog ka ek stall laga hai, jisse hum mahilaon ki suraksha ke liye samvaidhanik jo bhi कानून है उनके बारे में जानकारी दे रहे हैं तथा साथ ही साथ हम उनकी समस्याओं का समाधान भी दे रहे हैं.
An artisan named Asiya Khan, hailing from Jammu Kashmir, said that Mahakumbh Mela has given her opportunity to showcase her products.
हाउसिंग एंड अर्बन डेवलपमेंट डिपार्टमेंट की तरफ से हमें ऐसी अपॉर्चुनिटी मिली जिनके चलते हम आगे आ सके और जितने भी हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स हैं उनको शोकेस कर सके.
द प्लेटफॉर्म इज ऑल्सो एम्पावरिंग वुमेन बाय प्रोवाइडिंग अपॉर्चुनिटीज फॉर इकोनॉमिक इंडिपेंडेंस एंड सेल्फ रिलायंस. अमन यादव, आकाशवाणी न्यूज, प्रयागराज.
इन केरला, 4 persons, including 2 women, drowned after they were swept away by strong waves of Thikkodi beach in Kozhikode last evening. The mishap took place when 5 persons, part of a group from Kalapetta in Wayanad district, ventured into the sea. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Colombia has decided to send presidential plane to Honduras to pick up its nationals. In a statement, the president of Colombia, Gustavo Petro, said that he will provide a presidential plane for the dignified return of his fellow citizens. Earlier, he refused to accept migrant deportation flights from the United States, following which U.S. President Donald Trump imposed 25% tariffs and sanctions. Mr. Trump said the tariffs on all goods coming into the U.S. from Colombia would be put in place immediately, and in 1 week the 25% tariffs would be raised to 50%. The tension arose between the two nations after Colombia became the first country to reject U.S. deportation flights, sending back Colombians living illegally in the U.S. At least 34 Indian fishermen have been arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy in 2 separate incidents. Sri Lankan Navy also seized 3 trawling boats used for fishing. The fishermen have been arrested for alleged illegal fishing in 2 separate incidents on Saturday and yesterday. Ramanathapuram Fisheries Department said that the Sri Lankan Navy apprehended 3 boats for allegedly violating the international maritime boundary line. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal will be on a 2-day visit to Muscat in Oman for the 11th Joint Commission meeting from today. During the visit, Mr. Goyal will hold talks with Commerce, Industry and Investment Promotion Minister Oman Qais bin Mohammed bin Musa Al Yusuf. Both the ministers will hold wide-ranging discussions on trade, investment and the global economic situation. The Commerce and Industry Minister in its statement said that the visit will underscore the country's commitment to trade and investment ties with Oman and further bolster the ties between the two countries. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri arrived in Beijing yesterday on a 2-day visit to China. The Ministry of External Affairs said that Foreign Secretary Misri will participate in a meeting of the Foreign Secretary Vice Minister mechanism between India and China. And now, news from the Hockey India League.
On Sunday, 26 January, the inaugural edition of Women's Hero Hockey India League 2024-25 came to an end, with Orissa Warriors lifting the champions' title with a brave-fought 2-1 victory over JSW Surma Hockey Club in the finals, which was played at Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium in Ranchi. Both teams entered fourth quarter with a very defensive play. As the clock was ticking, Dotuja scored the winning goal in the 56th minute. With few minutes remaining, Warriors managed a penalty corner, but they could not convert. And with a final blow of whistle, the Warriors were crowned champions of first edition of Women's Hockey India League. Today in the evening at 6 p.m, the first match will be played between Srachirar Bengal Tigers and Delhi SJ Pipers at Rourkela, followed by the second match between JSW Surma Hockey Club against Vedanta Kalinga Lancers. This is Manoj Yadav reporting for Akashwani News.
Moving on to further updates from the world of sports, the 8th round battle at Tata Steel Chess Masters 2025 between Grandmaster R. Pragyananda and world champion D. Gukesh ended in a draw at Wijk aan Zee in the Netherlands yesterday. We have more from our correspondent.
Playing the wide side of a Berlin defense, Pragyananda had slightly favorable position optically, but Gukesh was always on guard to defend. As a result, a tense and interesting fight ended at draw. In another match, India's top-ranked chess player Arjun Erigesi accepted a draw against Serbian grandmaster Alexei Sarana. Moving on to Australian Open tennis, world number 1 Italy's Jannik Sinner clinched the men's singles title after defeating Alexander Zverev in the final clash at the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne yesterday. He joins Andrei Agassi, Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic in an elite list of players to have won consecutive Australian Open titles in the 21st century. Next we have from Indian Super League ISL football, where Mumbai City FC netted 3 goals in 11 minutes to register a home victory against Mohammedan SC by 3-0 at the Mumbai Football Arena last night. Today Mohan Bagan Super Giant will host Bengaluru FC at the Vivekananda Yuva Bharti Kridangan in Kolkata at 7:30 p.m. Moving on to cricket, in the ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup, India stormed into the semi-finals with a commanding 8 wicket win over Bangladesh in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. With a semi-final spot secured, India will face Scotland in their final Super 6 match at the same venue tomorrow. While in the men's cricket, the third T20I between India and England will be played tomorrow at Rajkot. Surya Kumar Yadav led men in blue are currently leading the 5-match series 2-0. Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In our bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, today at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on tackling exam-related stress by students with Dr. Shweta Arora, Joint Secretary, Central Board of Secondary Education, and Dr. Rajesh Sagar, Professor of Psychiatry, AIIMS. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to ask questions to our experts relating to causes of stress, ways to overcome it, and tips for maintaining mental well-being during exams. To participate, simply dial the telephone number 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 9289094044, or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sunil. Dailies are full of colour photographs of India celebrating the 76th Republic Day yesterday. High-tech systems, missiles, armies, daredevils, dazzle, headlines the Asian age. The Pioneer headline reads, Republic Day, a parade of woman power. The Times of India has highlighted a choreographed tribute to mark the 150th birth anniversary of tribal leader Birsa Munda, featuring 5,000 folk and tribal artists. Hindustan Times reports that this was Delhi's warmest Republic Day in 8 years. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri landing in Beijing as India and China attempt to repair ties, reports the Indian Express. 28 more patients of Guillain-Barre in Pune takes the city's caseload to 101 in 18 days. Authorities are sampling Pune's water, writes the Times of India. And finally, the fight against drug menace has hit a new note in Haryana, with popular singers joining an anti-drug drive, writes the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address annual NCC PM rally at Kariyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi today. Uniform Civil Code to come into force in Uttarakhand from today. Uttar Pradesh government declares entire Mahakumbh Mela area in Prayagraj as no vehicle zone from today ahead of Moni Amavasya Amrit Snan. Colombia decides to send plane to bring deported nationals after US President Donald Trump imposes tariffs and sanctions. And Odisha Warriors beat JSW Surma Hockey Club 2-1 to lift Women's Hockey India League title in Ranchi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.